From WTJU 91.1 FM, this is Charlottesville Classical. I'm Rebecca Boggs. Today we talk with David McCormick. David is a founding member of a number of early music ensembles, but most recently, the Early Music Access Project, which is a rotating group of musicians bringing a wide range of early music to Charlottesville and its surrounding communities.
Oh gosh, so when I was, I guess, 3 or 4, I heard Itzhak Perlman on the radio, and I turned to my mother in the car and I said, "What is that instrument and who is that playing? I want to do that." And so, next thing I knew, I was taking violin lessons. I specialize in this, you know, field of early music, which encompasses a lot of things, including medieval music. That's sort of the start of where we start performing early music. And I go all the way through the music of Mozart and Haydn performing on reproductions of early instruments. And so early music really sort of, for me, means recreating music of the past with some eye on how it was done. So using some of the materials from the time, for instance, my Baroque instruments and my medieval instrument as well have strings made of sheep gut, which is no longer the case. And it has a really specific sound that brings that music to life.
Can you describe the Early Music Access Project as if I'd never heard of it before?
Sure. Well, I have a feeling that lots of people haven't heard of Early Music Access Project. It's a relatively new endeavor for me in the last couple of years. And what I've really seen in Charlottesville is that we have kind of a budding early music scene with Three Notched Road, and there's Zephyrus and Mira and the UVA Baroque Orchestra. There's all this early music happening. And I just really wanted to be helpful in some way to bring that all together and to create some real community around early music, and to make it really accessible, as the title of our project suggests. Right. And one way that I've been working on making it more accessible is trying to cut across boundaries. So, for instance, the very first concert we did a couple of years ago was called All Who Wander, and it was a collection of songs from various time periods and genres about traveling away from home and being sort of sad and missing home, or being at home waiting for your lover to return. So from a couple different perspectives there. But we did everything from monophonic medieval music through some Baroque folk tunes and even some Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan tunes on early instruments, yeah. And my goal is ultimately to start working with visual artists and poets and actors to create experiences that cut across these disciplines.
David McCormick is the founding artistic director of the Early Music Access Project. You can find out more about the project and about David at davidryanmccormick.com. Connect with these select performances in our area. Join the Oratorio Society of Virginia for the beloved Charlottesville tradition and family favorite, Christmas at the Paramount. Music director Michael Slaan will be conducting a 90-person chorus composed of some of our community's finest singers. The concert will take place this Saturday, December 15th at 2:30 and 7:30 p.m. For more classical events in our area, plus round-the-clock classical music radio, visit charlottesvilleclassical.org. This is WTJU Charlottesville.